Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, and we are up to Sif Zayin. Yesh Omrim She'asu L'takei Begadim Chadashim U'Menolim Chadashim B'Shabbos Zeh V'Yesh La'Achmi B'Zeh. Says there are those that say that you're not allowed to go ahead. L'takei sounds like he's talking about fixing. Truth is, it includes fixing, but really it means, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Mem Vav Ritzon Olomar. Look at the Sif Katan Mem Vav Ritzon Olomar She'asu L'asos Begadim Chadashim. It's us to go ahead and make new clothes, to go ahead and create begadim, v'chein ampilos, shekarin zakin osel erog. Also, you can't go ahead and weave like these types of slippers and shoes. L'tzarech nisuin, mi she'ein lo ishu banim. However, for a wedding, for someone who has not yet been mekayim the mitzvah of pruravu, has no kids, mutu la'asayis begadim chadashim. You could go ahead and make new clothes for a chasana, for someone who's getting married for the first time. Because as we said, Meikar Adin, if you remember, you could even get married during this time if you were not yet Mekayim, Pru, or Vu. Although again, the minhag is not to get married at all, if you remember. And even on Tisha B'Av itself, you would be able to go ahead and make Begadim via a non-Jew for purposes of marriage, where someone has yet to be mekayim the mitzvah of pru or vu. Anyway, as he says here, the minhag is to be machmir. He says even from Rosh Chodesh not to go ahead and make new clothes. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and shoes. Look at the Mishnah Berurah mem zayin. He says the hu hadin. The Asar Lilabsha. He says when it comes to brand new shoes, he says you should not go ahead and wear the brand new shoes. And he says this, he says is, Mefarshim explained, on Shvua Shechalbo, you should not be wearing new shoes. The Yesh Lahachmir Bezeh, Shulchan Aruch said, Mei Rosh Chodesh. Look at Sivkat Memches, Mei Rosh Chodesh. So in terms of what? From Rosh Chodesh, already you should not go ahead and be making begadim. Now what's very interesting is that who's talking here? This is the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber. And up until now, the Mechaber had very few things that were usher for the whole 9 days. According to the Mechaber, if you remember, laundering, cutting your hair, that was only usher when? That was only usher on Shavuot Shechalba. It's the Ramah, the Minhag Ashkenaz, where it's usher when it comes to hair cutting the 3 weeks, when it comes to laundering the 9 days. Wearing laundered clothes 9 days, that's only Ashkenaz. But Sfarim followed the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, who's saying here, Yesh Lahachmir Rosh Chodesh, this is interesting, because he allows for laundering during the 9 days for Rosh Chodesh. He allows for haircuts then. But this is a Chumrah that even the Shulchan Aruch has. And the Shulchan Aruch, as they said, he only had, what did he have from the 9 days? He had, you know, not going to court. He had also, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, had also during the 9 days. What else did he say was a problem? Do you remember possibly the Shulchan Aruch himself didn't really answer anything besides not even answering. He said you should go ahead and keep away from a court case. The Ramah, seemingly on the Shulchan Aruch itself, talked about, you know, wearing big day Shabbos and things like that. That sounded like he was talking within the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but here, the Shulchan Aruch comes and he says, even from Rosh Chodesh, what's the reason for this? Because he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah Memches, the Yerushalmi Isa, v'hupa l'kamen b'sivches. We're going to see later today Sivches, where this is all really predicated on Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi says, the Nehigi, the women, there's a minag, shalo l'mishtei amra midi'ar Rosh Chodesh al. The women would not go ahead and do mishti. What is mishti? So if you know, in weaving, they used to have the shesi and the arev, which was the, you know, the upper, the warp and the woof. What is it called? The warp and the woof, the weft and the warp. So you have both of them, and you couldn't even go ahead and make the shesi itself, which is the first preparatory stages in the weaving. And it was a minhag for them not to do it already from the Rosh Chodesh Av, because that's the time you're matzim b'simcha. And comes the Mishnah Berurah, says v'chol tikkun begadim avi b'chal zeh. And therefore, all the making of clothes is part of this. If you dash siyah, you tchilas amalacha. because shtiyah is only the beginning of the malacha of making the beged. So kal v'chomer, making the whole beged and making the beged and making the actual beged is going to be aser already from Pashtus Rosh Chodesh, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be basing this v'yesh lahachmir b'zeh me'Rosh Chodesh. For him, making new begadim is aser even from Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, to the Ramad, it's pashut, right? Ramad doesn't even allow you to go ahead and do the other things like laundry and wearing laundry clothes ready for the 9 days. Zifkata mem tes lik my son. So now he brings up. Oh, sorry. Go to the Ramah. Haga. V'hu adin de aser lik my son. So now he adds, and it's also aser to go ahead and acquire the new begadim. If you remember, yesterday we dealt with wearing new begadim. Okay, and that the Shulchan Aruch held when it comes to wearing new begadim, that was aser on Shvuah Shechalbo. But now we're talking about acquiring new begadim. So acquiring new begadim, that the Rama says, that's the same din as going ahead and making new begadim, and therefore that would be aser in the 9 days, pashtus, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, to go ahead and acquire new begadim. Again, we discussed yesterday that obviously anything that you acquire and have to make a shechianu on, that would be, assuming you have to make a shechianu right away when you acquire anything like that, the shechianus, that would be problematic when a shechianu is involved already from the 3 weeks. But if you remember that when it comes to shechianu, most begadim, you don't make a shechianu until you actually wear it, unless it was bought when it was fully ready. Anyway, let's move weiter. Mishabura Memtes, Liknoisan, he says, you're not allowed to go ahead and buy new clothes. Afilu Daiton Shalolu Lavshan Anachar Tishabav. He says, even if your mindset is not to do what? Not to wear them until after Tishabav, you're not allowed to go ahead and buy new clothes during the 9 days. Bidumya de Asrina Lael in Kibus Afilu Bimchapsilaniach. And he said, and the same thing, right? It's similar to we saw doing laundry during the 9 days, according to the Ashkenazim, during Shua Shechalbo, according to the Mechaber, for after Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to do that. So too, the Yisr to buy new clothes is Usr, even if it's for after Tisha B'Av. Sif, continuing on in the Ramah, Chein Uman Yisrael, Usr L'Asoy Sam L'Acher. So now he's saying let's say a Jewish tailor, guys, a Jewish tailor, cannot go ahead and make it for someone else. You can't go ahead and make begadim for others during the 9 days. Bein b'sachar, bein b'chinam. Whether you're getting paid or whether you're a paid tailor or you're just making clothes for a friend for free. You should not go ahead and be making new clothes during this day. Look at the Mishnah Berurah during these days, the 9 days. Look at Sif Katan Nun. Asa la seisan la cherim. Then ain't lo ma yochal, shari. And if you don't have what to eat, that would be okay. Meaning, if you're a tailor and you need this for parnasa, it would be okay. Kimo be'eva avel la'chashal shal yavim. Like by an avel, after 3 days, it's allowed to go ahead and do this type of work. After 3 days, if they need it for survival of what to eat, comes the Ramon now, and he says, "V'nagu lahakel b'zeh," and the minag is to be megel. Shayna, sweetie pie, please, no talking, okay? "V'nagu lahakel b'zeh," and the minag is to be megel regarding this. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, "Lahakel b'zeh." So he says, "Mashma dafilu liyisrael nagu lahakel." He said, "It's mashma. The minag is to be megel to go ahead and make clothes for others, even for others that are Yisraelim." Umayri shenasan lo kodem rosh chodesh. It's talking about where, let's say, the Jew gave it to him before Rosh Chodesh, obviously. Because after Rosh Chodesh, the Jew was not allowed to take it. He's not allowed to take it from the Jew to get the clothes, okay, made into, right? You can't give garment to a tailor. A Jew can't give a garment to a tailor to make it into a beged for him during the 9 days. So obviously, we're not talking about a tailor who got it during the 9 days. But he's saying the minhag is that if a tailor already was hired and given garments and has the garments and is now going ahead and just making the garments during the 9 days for another Jew, that seems to be that the ilam is makel in that situation. Then he goes on. Aval im yadua umufursam shehamalacha shel ena Yehudi shari. Now he goes on and he says, what would be if we just said that there's a kula to go ahead and make it even with noag lehakel to go ahead and make clothes even for Yisrael? Now he seems to be saying, if it's yadua umufursam, if everyone knows that it's for a non-Jew, it's shari. So what does that mean? We just said the minhag is to be makel even for a Jew if you're making it for them. So comes the Mishnah Berurah. Look at what he says. Avalim yadua sefkatan beis ritzon alomar debedina uman meikar adin and uman haose b'shvil akam. Okay, if a Jew is making it for a non-Jew, for sure there's no simcha. There's no issue of being mamayik the simcha here because there's no simcha. The ain lasso rak mishumar asayim, and the whole issue of making a beged for a non-Jew is also purely a Maris Ayin issue, the Yizbaru Shehu Shal Yisrael, because the people will know that it's for a Yisrael, like we had in Sif. People will think that it's for a Yisrael, and therefore it's Maris Ayin, like we saw in Sif Hey regarding a Jew who has cleaners and is cleaning the clothes for a non-Jew, doing laundry for a non-Jew. We saw that was Asur Mishum Maris Ayin. So there's an Isur Mishum Maris Ayin to go ahead and make clothes, tailor clothes for a non-Jew, because people think it's for Yisrael. So on this, Lezeka Amar, that's what he's talking about here, right? Lezeka Amar B'tchila Stam, Asa La'asos Al-Acherim, Hainu Afilu La'akum. That's what he started out from the start, and he said, it's Asur to go ahead and make begadim for others. It's Asur, that is referring even to what? Even to a non-Jew, even for a non-Jew. And on this, Ka'amar, Im Yadua Mufursam, if it's known, then it's Mutter Afilu L'Kabal HaMalacha. It's going to be permitted even to accept the job. Like by the Yisrael, the minhag is lahakel, if he had the job before Rosh Chodesh, and when makel, then you could go ahead and make clothes for him. You could go ahead and make clothes for him for after Tisha B'Av. That's what we're makel by a Jew. But when it comes to a non-Jew, he's saying that you could even accept the job during the 9 days to make clothes for the non-Jew, assuming it is yadua umafursam. Okay, assuming, let's say, you're making a beged. You're making a beged that's clearly a goyish of beged, like a LeBron jersey, which of course Jews would never wear a LeBron jersey. So you're making a LeBron jersey for goyim. So everyone knows that no Jews wear that. So that would be okay then to go ahead and do it. If chas v'shalom, obviously the Jews would be wearing LeBron jerseys, like we right, Ving. No one's wearing a LeBron jersey in T-neck or anything like that on the yarmulke, curry, things like that. No one is going ahead and doing that. But if they would, then it would be problematic. Mishum Maris Ayin. We continuing Weitner. The Rama says V'chein Da'aglo says L'umnam Eni Yehudin L'taking Kelim Chadashim Toich Zman Zek Kedei Sheyu Muchanin L'Achar Tainis. Also, the minhag is to give it to a non-Jewish tailor to go ahead and make clothing during this zman, so it'll be ready for after the tainus. However, it's still good to be memayit to minimize doing such activity. Why? Because we know it shouldn't be any better than any type of business dealing or things like that. You're supposed to minimize as much as you can during the 9 days. You're supposed to minimize purchases and things like that. We look at the Mishnah Berurah. She says you don't give it to Yisraelim since it's after Rosh Chodesh. You can't give it to a Jewish tailor because it's after Rosh Chodesh. Now, why are we more makel by giving it to a tailor to make a beged more than by giving it to a cleaners? We said to non-Jewish cleaners, you're not allowed to do it. The Siv Gimel. There, they asked giving it to a non-Jewish cleaners, even if it's for after Tisha B'Av. Because here, when you're giving it to a tailor to make you a beged, it's still not yours yet. Until the beged is made and created, it's not yours yet. And therefore, the makel to go ahead and give it to a non-Jewish tailor to make the beged, and you can even give it to him after Rosh Chodesh. Sif Ches, Neshei, this is what was referred to, this Sif was referred to before in the Mishnah Berurah, the Neshei, the Nehigi Lo Lemishti, the women, that the minhag was not to go ahead and do and make a shesi, perish. This means, this is the idea of when they used to go ahead and the first stage in the making of the weave, they had the shesi and the erev, and the shesi was the string that went, the wool string that went along the length of the beged, and the Erev was going across the width of the Beged, so that is called the, we have the warp and the weft. So even just going ahead and doing the Shesi would be problematic because it's the beginning of the process of the making of the Beged. So that's what he says, right, the little Mishti Amra, not to go ahead and make Shesi out of the wool. I mean, the Ayel Av, once Rosh Chodesh hits. So this is why, as we said before, why you can't, Kal V'Chomer, even make a, you know, you can't even make a Shesi, so Kal V'Chomer, you can't make a full-blown Beged. So he says, and the Minhag is, Minhaga. That's, as soon as Av comes, not to do Shesi. Minhag in Shalol Kadesh Alvana, Arach HaTesh Abav. The Minhag is not to go ahead and have Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av. The Mishtei Amra, Sif Katan and Dalid, Perish, Shalos Eschuti Shesi Mitzemri. Shouldn't make the strings of Shesi from the wool. Guha did Mishar Dvarim. The same thing would be any other type of garment, even if it's not wool, shouldn't make a Shesi. Asmachu B'Yushalmi Al-Shem Shebitla Aven Shesiya. Since it was Batel, the Aven Shesiya during this time. So therefore, from Shesi, Aven Shesiya, therefore, the minhag is not to go ahead and make Shesi, which is the beginning process of the weave, and Kal V'Chomer, any other types of Beged making Kal V'Chomer, a full-blown Beged. The Kasav, Beis Yosef, Beis Sefer writes, Ein Nafka Mina Bein Lo, Bein Lacherem. There's no difference whether you're making it for yourself or for other Jews, Ubein B'Schar, Ubein B'Chinam, whether it's for pay or for free, U'Tviyas HaChutin, but the spinning of the strings of wool, Litfor Behen Begadim, to go ahead and sew the Begadim, that's mutter. She'ena b'chalze, spinning is not part of the iser of shesi. It's just the spinning. It's the earlier stage. It's not the beginning of the beged. That's just the making of the threads. Some type of seeming like a basket weave of like maybe it was made out of bark or something like that. And it's not b'chal beged. It's not part of the beged. Sifkaton nunhei arachar tishabav until after tishabav ayin leil simin tafachav bav sif beis uve mishna brura sham, that check out earlier simin tafachav bav sif beis and the mishna brura over there. What we see there in the mishna brura, that the reason why there's no kiddush levana until after tishabav is because we're still in avelus and you're supposed to be mikadosh es ha levana when you are already all mavusa, when you're already smelling good and fresh and in nice clean clothes, kibuva mishulchan aros. You have to wait till Tisha B'Av. Varama ha'isif, varama adds, you shouldn't even be mekadesh levana, gam b'motzei Tisha B'Av, even in the motzei Tisha B'Av and other taniyos. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes there that you could go ahead and do kiddush levana on motzei Tisha B'Av and kol shekein, and for sure on other taniyos. Rather, the idea is that on Moti Tisha B'Av, if you want to go ahead and do Kiddush Levana, you should eat something first, put on your shoes, and that's why many shuls have the minhag to not only, of course, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to actually do Kiddush Levana right after Tisha B'Av, Moti Tisha B'Av, but not mamish right after, first to go home in Eretz Yisrael, especially people go home, they eat a little bit, and then they come back for Kiddush Levana. Some shuls have some like a little food to eat, and then you go ahead and do it. But it sounds like the best thing to do is to actually freshen up and go ahead and eat something, and then that would be the way to go ahead and do Kiddush Levana.